What about these things that you sometimes find them in little streams? They got these little claws, you know?
Crawfish?
Yeah.
Crayfish or crawfish, which one is right, I don't know.
It differs from place to place.
We like to look, got our dam killed up here on account of gonna destroy all the crayfish, they call them. And something else, I forget now. They broke that dam up there for 3 or 4 or 5 years.
Is that right?
We finally got it built.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about these insects, you know, you see them hopping around in your yard? Some of them are green, some of them black.
Grasshoppers and crickets. Got a lot of them. Don't see too many grasshoppers anymore. You get out in the country, you'll see a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody call a grasshopper a hopper grass?
No, I don't believe they. I know they'll clean a field if there's enough of them, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah, they go, grasshoppers will take their field. And it's something else that used to, army worms, another thing that'll go across a field and clean it, many of them.
Army worms?
Yeah. There's one year out here, something kind of worm cleaned that tree out there, every leaf on that oak tree out there. That's the only thing that bothered, just that oak tree.
Have you ever heard of army ants?
Oh, I don't think so. Got all kind of ants, but they're usually a big bunch of them in the hill. Mm-hmm. Now they got a fire ant that's getting very dangerous, they claim. Got them down in Texarkana down there. They're trying to keep them, killing them out.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes this stuff will form in the corners of the ceiling in your house. You have to get a broom and try to get it out.
Cobwebs. Yeah, my wife sees that don't happen.
Is that the same thing that you might see hanging between bushes outside?
That's usually spider web.
Are they different?
I don't think there is any difference about the thing. I think there's different kind of spiders that make them.
Mm-hmm.
A cobweb is usually just a bunch of dust that catches on some kind of webbing that something that puts up there. But out in the fields outside and in hollow log, you see where spiders built that web all over that, you know. They catch flies and different kinds of things in it.
Oh, I meant to ask you when I was asking you about trees. Is there any kind of tree around here that you can tap for syrup?
Don't believe there is. There's a different kind of maple that grows further away. I don't know just what kind it is. It's sugar leaf maple, I think they call them. Don't believe we have any of them around here. Now, we have a maple tree here that we might say get this honeydew off of the leaves and get on your car, and it's pretty hard to get off. Any kind of tree, you put that on your car, though.
What would you call a lot of those maple trees together? You say you had a
grove? Don't see too much of that. Now we've got willows and stuff like that will grow clustered up. They're hard to get rid of when they start. I see a lady's got one over on the corner of her lot over yonder. First thing you know, she'll have a whole bunch of them around that corner. They multiply fast. We used to have a little place, a low place down in the bottom there, and a wet place. They got started in there, and they just take that whole thing solid.
Is that right?
Yeah, it takes a while to clean them out when they get started that way.
Mm-hmm. And I meant to ask you if you had any sycamores around here.
Yeah, we got a lot of sycamore trees. They make pretty shade trees. Mm-hmm. They do. I think we got just about all kinds of trees here.